This weekend kicks off the summer travel season when hundreds of thousands of children will be clambering onto commercial airline flights without an adult companion. New airport security measures have made these trips a bit more complicated, and as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, airlines have different policies when it comes to kids flying solo.
In the days before 9/11, you could usually walk to the gate to see someone off or meet them upon arrival. Now, of course, you need a ticket or a boarding pass to get past security. But federal rules do allow an adult to accompany a child through security and onto the gate. But when Cheryl Kadama and her husband arrived to see their 11-year-old son off, they found things were more complicated than they'd expected.
I had to get a special pass because I didn't have a ticket. His father, who wanted to accompany us to the gate, was not allowed. They only would allow one parent to go with him to the gate.
And some airlines have made it even more difficult. Some parents have been told they would have to pay a fee for an airline escort simply to accompany their child to the gate. Ironically, when a family pet takes a commercial airplane trip, there are an array of federal regulations governing his travel, but no such rules exist for children. The airlines are free to set their own policies and fees, something that baffles Cheryl Kadama.
I think it's crazy that it varies from place to place and from airline to airline. It needs to be standardized so that everybody's on the same page and so that there are no surprises when you get to the airport.
To be sure, most airlines won't let children under 5 fly alone, and typically they must be 7 or older for flights with connections. Most, but not all, airlines require an extra fee for kids traveling alone. The so-called escort service costs between $30 and $80 each way. Customer service agent Shaline Wright of Alaska Airlines says parents often have the wrong idea about exactly what they get for their money.
Sometimes the traveling public thinks that we're assigning one agent that's going to go the full distance. They think that one person is like walking around taking the child wherever the child wants to go. That's not how it works.
In reality, kids are often handed off from a gate agent to a flight agent, back to a gate agent, and then perhaps to someone else who's supposed to verify the identification of the adult picking up the child. Industry officials say the number of young travelers is expected to grow, in part because of the large number of divorced parents. Some airlines have begun to openly court youngsters as part of their long-term customer base. Alaska Airlines, for example, is opening a new kids' room at the Seattle-Tacoma Airport. Alaska Shaline Wright says the kids will be safe and comfy during their layovers. They can watch a big screen TV and get a snack.
You know, I'll be bringing in games, things for art projects in here. The DVD will be at my desk. It's really going to be fabulous.
That's the kind of place 7-year-old Lindsay Rosenthal was expecting to find during her layover in Atlanta last month. But when her Delta flight touched down, the doors to the children's lounge were locked.
They closed the tent for the winter, I think.
Lindsay says she was passed along to several different Delta agents, some of whom didn't even introduce themselves. While she was always with an adult, she says she felt like she was being dragged around while the agents did their regular jobs.
I was a little worried and a little fascinated. The worry part was sometimes I couldn't trust the people who were carrying me around. And the fascinating part was I've never been inside so much of an airport before, so it was kind of cool, like an adventure.
It certainly wasn't what I expected.
Lindsay's mother, Rebecca Mayer, says although the scheduled 3-hour layover turned into a 4-hour stay, no one asked her 7-year-old if she was hungry. And when Lindsay finally told them she wanted something to eat, they told her to use the vending machine.
I would really hope that Delta and other airlines would be a lot clearer with the parents of children, you know, what to expect, where their children will be, and with whom, because what I expected certainly didn't bear much resemblance to what transpired.
A Delta official says the company is looking into the matter. For parents, the good news is that things generally do go smoothly. The harrowing incidents of last summer when America West sent 4 kids to the wrong airport or lost track of them appear to be an aberration. Still, travel experts say that before you put children on a plane alone, make sure they know where they're supposed to go and who will pick them up. They should have a copy of their itinerary, a phone card, and, of course, lots of munchies. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.